Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today is Friday, so you know it's Wine Friday. So my wine review today is a little special because I don't normally jump on something that I pull from my selection that I hold for a while. But it's a Camus Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon 2016. So if you look this up, this is like a $72, $79 price point. And I thank my buddies and friends and co-workers at Marshall's support group that gave it to me as a gift, because I told them I really love Napa Valley California Cabernets. And if you get that, it's going to be one of the better wines to get just to sit and chill with. So they got me this Camus. And this Camus, if you notice, I'm not sure if you can see it that well, but I'll show you. It's halfway gone. This thing is one of the better Cabernets I had in a while. If you notice, I've been having Cabernets around the world. The price point has been pretty much under 20. But I just wanted to get different flavors, different terroirs, and different things from that. So that's what I went with. But this one, it's the notes on all of this is plum red, dark cherries, kind of, you know, chocolate shavings. It has a little oak in it, big time with the plum, dark colors, and it'll jump out with some nutmeg and vanilla oak. So it had a lot of different things going on with this, but I tell you the one thing that I loved about it, and it was the tannins. And the tannins and the feel that you get after you when you drink it is so velvety. It's just, you know, I love to have that velvet that coats your tongue, but not too much to be like, and it just sits on it. It's not that, but it's a nice, smooth velvety of your tongue. So this Camus is like, you know, I'm telling you about this because I really enjoyed it on the front end. But let me walk you through the tasting and everything of this. So let's get us a little twirl. I let it sit for about 2 minutes, so it'll air out, and then we can get a smell for that. So let's hit the aroma. So yeah, you do smell the cherries. You do smell the cherries, and some kind of floral. They say violets, but again, I told y'all I'm not a big sitting outside smelling different flowers because I got so many serious allergies. But let's get another whiff. Yeah, so that's what I'm getting. I'm getting more of the fruit. It's really light on everything else. I don't really smell any of the oak. You kind of get a slightly vanilla smell on that too. So kind of different. So let's get a taste of this. And this is what I love about it. The tannins on this is really, really good. You can taste some of the alcohol that's and give you that taste, that little heat warmness that goes with it. So you know you're getting some of that alcohol. But you get that yummy, 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 yummy right on the tongue. It's really saying, live with me. Take this. Hold on. This is what you got. And you're getting a lot of these dark cherries. You're getting a little of the oak taste as well. So that this oakiness that's on there, you get it slightly. It's not that overwhelming oakiness that you say, wow, this, you get that woodsy. I'm not getting a lot of that. I'm getting a good balance. And this is the thing when you get a really good Cabernet Sauvignon, when you get a good Cab, it has a great balance. So the acidity isn't really, really heavy. The actual tannins are a lot smoother. And the fruit is just right because you taste it and you smell it, and you can sit there and you just drink through that, and it's a really smoothness about it. So I always recommend people who have scotches or whiskeys to say, if you're really trying to say, I don't want this and I want to have something with my meal, or I'm just hanging out with some people with a taste for something, I really want a Cabernet. So I always tell them, try this Cab or Cabernet Franc, which is kind of different too. It really has those similar tastes, but you got to get the right ones as well. But really good is Camus Vineyards 2016. They got a 2017 that's out that's about $85, but I got the 16 one. That 2017 is about $80-something. And that one is out more so than the 2016. So it's going to be hard to get that. But 2017, 2016, I didn't see anything different from the vintage that really stood out different from between the 2 years. But you probably get it, but either way, this is a really good cab. So, Urban Wine Life, Michael, your bougie black brother. Every Friday, our actual wine reviews. And we're going to get into a little more of the mixture. I'm trying to get some summer wines in. So, I'll probably get a rosé. I get a couple of other nice white, crisp wines, maybe even a Pinot Grigio. We haven't had a Pinot Grigio in a while, so I'm going to try to get some of that as well. So urbanwinelife.com, Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads. And don't forget to go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can see the wine and just go from that. Other than that, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.